29. The Good Samaritan. A man asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" meaning, "Who am I supposed to care about?" Jesus answered with a story. A man was traveling on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, a steep, rocky, dangerous road through the desert, when robbers attacked him. They took everything he had, beat him badly, and left him lying by the side of the road, half dead. A priest came walking down the same road. He saw the man lying there, hurt and bleeding, and he crossed to the other side of the road and kept walking. A Levite, another religious man, came along. He walked over, looked at the man, and then he also crossed to the other side of the road and kept walking. Two men who were supposed to know about kindness and mercy, both saw, both walked past. Then a Samaritan came along. Now in those days, the Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along. They avoided each other, so this was the last person anyone expected to help. But the Samaritan saw the hurt man, and he felt compassion. He didn't cross to the other side. He stopped. He went to him. He bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them to clean and soothe them. He put the man on his own donkey and brought him to an inn. He stayed with him that night. The next day, he gave the innkeeper money and said, "Take care of him, and if it costs more, I'll pay you back when I return." Jesus asked, "Which of these three was a neighbor to the man who was attacked?" The answer was obvious: the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said, "Go and do the same." The priest and the Levite, the people everyone expected to help, walked past. The injured man needed all three of them. Only one stopped. Jesus asked, "Which one was the neighbor?" Not the ones who were needed, the one who actually helped. Being nearby when someone is hurting doesn't make you a neighbor. Stopping does. Luke 10, verses 25 through 37.